This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, broadcast week begins here on this proverbial Super Bowl Sunday. I don't know if I violated copyright by saying that. But go ahead. Play. Yeah. You know what? I want to field a totally non-vaccinated team, and I think we'll whip up on anybody. I'm just saying.
You won't be able to get in the door. What are you talking about?
Oh, man, you're right. Well, L.A.'s dropping a lot of things. I mean, people are dropping masks at the Academy Awards, apparently. They're not going to mandate vaccines at the Academy Awards. I mean, What the heck? I mean, the world is must be coming to an end if the liberal Hollywood elite finally go, well, you don't have to be vaccinated to come to the Academy Awards, much less the Super Bowl.
The divas that they are tired of doing it just like everybody else, I'm guessing.
Well, I think Gavin Newsom got caught. Newsom got caught at the L.A. Rams championship game to get him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, it was Newsom and Garcetti.
Yes, and one of them didn't breathe the entire game. You believe that? They weren't turning blue or anything. They must be aliens, and they breathe like nitrogen or something.
They have gills.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Cranking up our broadcast week here on GCN, or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication. Simulcasting over at robertscottbell.com / listen for the chat room. We got a lively audience there that when we are on the air, a great community that helps one another. We also have on Telegram, if we're not banned there yet, fans of RSV show, great community, doing some things. I heard, Super Don, that they actually are now starting to ban Telegram channels. I don't know if that's a rumor, if that's true. I just saw a fleeting
that
mention.
That would be very disappointing for a lot of people, because you know the whole reason why people even went to Telegram was because they were getting censored on other platforms, and so the idea was that on Telegram they wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, I think what happened here is that Neil Young threatened to play the songs out, his songs, outside of whoever owns Telegram, and they were like, okay,
play them on Telegram. That would work for me. I would just have to quit.
Yeah, I think that's why the owner of Telegram, if there is one, said, okay, I'll start banning things. All right, we got that. We did a lot of Joe Rogan. You know, the Friday show before we took the weekend, or one day anyway, off, we really were heavy in the first hour, if I'm not mistaken, on what was going on in Canada. Mm-hmm. And our concerns, you know, I think we shared them. It wasn't so much what was going on around Ottawa, the capital, but the blockading, if you will, of the international border between Canada and the U.S.
Bridge, yes.
Yeah. And of course, what's Tidy Whitey's name, the Prime Minister of Canada?
Justin Trudeau,
yeah? He was like on the phone with Biden, and they're just strategizing, please, and Biden's going, please just knock some heads or something.
Yeah.
You know, and apparently over the weekend yesterday we saw some, I don't know if it's de-escalation, but a non-violent, a peaceful movement of trucks, and yet they're still protesting, and even more people have head that way. I don't know if it's fully stopped or not, but again, we pray for the safety of those in Canada, and we pray that the dunderhead Trudeau or others there would say, you know what, all we have to do is stop the mandates, and this thing can end. It's just not that difficult, unless Klaus Anal Schwab is threatening Trudeau, and he's afraid of the World Economic Forum, because there's no basis for continuing the mandate for a vaccine that doesn't prevent acquisition of manifestation of an infection, much less spreading of whatever you believe the infection is.
Yeah. Trudeau, I think, is more worried about trying to save face right now, because he took such a hard line stance against what was going on with the protest, and just came right out of the gate calling people names and lying about who they were, you know, pretending like it was violence and all that stuff. So I think for him now to then go, oh, okay, I'll go ahead and do what you want me to do, that wouldn't work for him. And so,
well, he could say the World Economic Forum and the WHO said, hey, mandates are no longer necessary, and then he could save face that way.
That could get fact-checked a little easier, but...
Yeah. Well, anyway. I think he's got to worry about Canadians stringing him up by his pinky
coat. See, here's the thing. The provinces themselves are starting to drop the mandates anyway.
Right, right.
So it's, I don't know, it's a crazy situation. But they're still partying, last time I checked.
It's growing around the world, folks.
Dude.
Links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, by the way, today. Show notes on the 13th of February, one day before Valentine's Day also. It's growing around the world. When France, the massive protests, convoys there because of what's happening in Canada, who knew? Canadian truckers and mothers would stimulate the whole entire planet, if you will, pushing back against globalists wanting to mandate, in violation of any level of bodily autonomy, experimental injections that don't even work. Even if they work, they shouldn't mandate them. But they're actually shooting tear gas in France over this.
Yeah,
but
in fact, I was watching it live yesterday.
Yeah.
And I caught it live. They were kind of pushing and pushing and pushing down this avenue. I forget what it's called.
The Champs-Élysées.
And suddenly, things just kind of went bonkers, and the cops just started shooting tear gas and throwing tear gas canisters, and the protesters were throwing bottles and stuff. And I was just like, whoa, what just happened here? But it's huge. And, you know, you were talking about the Canada situation bleeding, or I guess that may not, but, you know, it's expanding, influencing people, and it's inspiring people.
Yeah.
And there are freedom convoys that are literally now in these countries. I saw stuff going on in Paris, Berlin, at The Hague, in the Netherlands, in Vienna, and apparently also in, I didn't see this, but apparently there was some huge stuff going on in Australia yesterday as well.
Yeah, they're marching on Canberra, and that's a wake-up call. You know, if the Aussies were already in the most vicious lockdown in states of tyranny of any Western-style democracy on the planet right now, and it looks like the people have had enough, we're seeing this movement grow around the world. You know, funny
I come
enough,
back to my same question, though.
Yeah, what's happening in America, right?
What's going on, man?
Yeah.
Well, we're all watching everybody else.
But I think that what's going on in New York City? Have they rolled back some of the vaccine passport mandates in New York City? I've heard rumor of that. But, I mean, there's a lot of noncompliance there.
You know,
the
last thing I saw was that Hochul had extended the mask mandate.
I just don't think it's going to go as well, even in liberally leaning cities and states. But I think that part of the reason, Super D, that we don't see it here in the states as much is because most of the places are either not under a mandate of any kind or they're just ignoring it.
Yeah.
And so where you have authoritarian crackdowns of the mandate variety in other countries like Canada, which has been very vicious, and how about Quebec? We're going to get to that. I mean, there's a brutal thing out of Quebec, Canada, which is amazing because that's the French style of tyranny. I don't want to get jump the gun because not believe that unless you go ahead in the show notes and see that. But what we're seeing again around the world, where the tyranny has raised its ugly head and it's more viciously palpable, visceral, if you will, the people, and I think inspired a lot by what's happening in Canada, are now starting to say, you know what, we're not going along with this. And there were some places where there were protests, and I think the police, I don't know if this was in Canada, Super D, were playing like Lawrence Welk music or something, or Barry Manilow music, I think it was.
What?
I know.
No, I didn't hear about this.
And then the protesters started playing, you know, Twisted Sister, you know, Dee Snider, we're not going to take it.
So right, they were having like a battle of the bands?
Battle of
something?
The bands going on. It's like, what's the strategy to break up the protesters?
Interesting.
But think about how far we've come that it could be implemented in any Western-style democracy under the guise of freedom, that they would then limit your freedom to go to a grocery store, to mandatorily mask children in school. Now, that's a big thing in the United States. If you want to see protests that are occurring, it's happening at the school board meetings and at state capitals where they're protesting on that front, particularly in those areas where they're still masking children. Because what is the basis for masking children? Where is the emergency, I ask you, anybody? state of emergency declared or undeclared, an emergency use authorization for anything, for children. In the time of coronavirus, where has been there been a massive die-off of kids in the coronavirus crazy 2 years we've been under plus now? And I'm asking sincerely, Super D, I have yet to recall one area where there was a cluster of, oh, man, look at all these children dying of COVID. It's not there, is it? I mean,
right.
It's just quiet. It's crickets, right? And yet they're continuing to mask children. And that, to me, is the thing that when you start attacking children, I think that as a dad, right, you're a dad and a grandpa, you come after my kids, I'm like, you know, all bets are off, even though we're encouraging peaceful protest. If you threaten my child, you know what? That's where it goes down. And I think that's where we're seeing in America, even though they're not thousands and hundreds of thousands of people like we're seeing elsewhere, that's where we're seeing a concerted, energetic effort to push back when their kids are in play. Although a lot of people that could have taken their kids out of those schools and are either homeschooling or finding other ways to go about it. But I realize not everybody's capable or economically able to take the time to stay home with your kids, even though it would be amazing if people did. So watching that, great concern in America for where that goes if they continue to attack the children, especially with the attempts at expanding vaccine requirements that are not vaccines. Now, last week, folks, we had on, oh, man, it was an amazing David Martin interview. And I don't know, Super Don, do you think, you want to play that next hour, the David Martin interview? I think that might be good.
Yeah, sure.
Because that was a powerful, powerful reveal on what are the criminal implications of all the people that have been promoting mandatory jabs, and as well as other things in the COVID era. And you'll find out one of the vulnerabilities that these so-called politicians, and even not politicians, but even people in like state boards of medicine or hospitals, by mandating the use of these things or refusing to help people that were in trouble because they didn't get a jab. Remember some of the stories we've covered about, well, if you haven't gotten the jab, we're not going to give you your transplant, your organ transplant.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think two major stories we covered on that.
Yeah, and I think that these people are going to be in big trouble that have foisted these mandates, these requirements, based on the fact that statutorily there has been no change in the definition. We've covered this about Webster Dictionary, things like that, changing the definition of a vaccine to include mRNA gene therapy, but statutorily it's never been changed, and that's going to come back to bite them on the aspirin really good. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about an extreme response in Quebec to those who have not been vaccinated. Can they go shopping even? After this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
As always, you can check the show notes at robertscottbell.com each and every day. We are on the air 6 days a week. That means five additional days of the week besides our syndicated radio broadcast here with GCN at robertscottbell.com. 2 hours a day, 3 to 5 Eastern, Monday through Friday, although 1 to 3 Eastern on Sundays. Again, we acknowledge the Super Bowl is coming up. We might talk about our Super Bowl picks if anybody's interested before the end of the hour. But for now, I want to go to Quebec and those Frenchies. Now, I've been to Montreal and the surrounding areas. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. You feel like you cross the border from, you know, if you drive across or if you fly in, you feel like you've landed in Europe. It's very European. Obviously, the French influence. Obviously, you're on the same continent in the United States that you are in Canada. But in Quebec, it just feels different. Now, I didn't know that the French would go all in on these mandates like they are in Paris where there are big protests. But apparently the protests weren't big enough in Quebec because the non-jabbed shoppers in Quebec, they go in and they're met by a government employee who accompanies them, who walks them through the store, and particularly the big box retailers like the Walmarts of the world, the only place they're allowed to go while they are being accompanied by a government agent is to the pharmacy to get critical drugs, but nothing else. They can't stop for food. I don't know if they can get a Band-Aid. But
that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. In fact, apparently this is not a brand new thing that happened yesterday. It's been a couple of weeks ago. But I was watching one of the recent Joe Rogan episodes, and he brought that up, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And so I looked up what he was looking at there, and yeah, sure enough, in Quebec, I guess it isn't in all the provinces, but in Quebec in particular,
right.
You go to Walmart, and they'll only let you go to the pharmacy, and that's it.
Well, I don't understand because they mentioned IKEA. Is there a pharmacy in any IKEA stores?
Not that I. That's an, I thought that was just furniture.
Yeah, so what are you accompanied for to get in an IKEA store? I'm just confused by that. The Swedish meatballs? I don't know. But the thing is, they can only access pharmacy services in these large stores and are not allowed to buy any other products. Hey, can you imagine? You can come in the store but only go to the drugs. That's it. And we're monitoring you the whole time. You're not alone. We're not going to let you out of our sight. I mean, think about the level of discrimination that is. How is that? You got a second-class citizen that is, can't be allowed to go into a store and buy just whatever they want. Now they're just limited to that. Now, if they go to, I think, a grocery-focused store, let me see if that says that, they're allowed to buy groceries. They think
I'm
going to
guess, yeah, and this is guessing, that they're probably talking about like the smaller retailers that might have food or something like that. Maybe you can do that there, but in the big yeah, stores.
And people are not allowed to go to bars or restaurants. Mm. And fast food places. It's just insane. And they say, though, essential services like education, you're not requiring a vaccine passport. That would be indoctrination. Let's see. In hardware stores, they're not considered essential, so you can't go to the hardware store without a vaccine passport. What are you doing, Quebec? I mean, you know, we talk about French wussies and French sissies. You're so afraid of invisible microbes that may not even be actually there. Or much less if they're there causing anything, especially, you know, we know of the Omicron variety that went through, and now everybody's basically got natural immunity if they're even alive because of the vaccines. But just incredible. There are those that are boycotting Walmart there in Quebec, hashtag boycott Walmart over the province's new rules. And, you can't make this stuff up. And if you look at the pictures here, you can check it out. They're little plastic shields as if they're going to stop, you know, little floaty things from floating under and around and through them. But apparently you wait there, or the government employee waits there separate from you to accompany you through the Walmart only to the drugstore. It's so stupid. I just people are stupid, Don. They're just dumb. And they're apparently stupider in Quebec. For the people of Quebec to not protest this outright, just, I'm disappointed. And I know we have listeners in Quebec. They're probably not the ones that are laying down while this is occurring. But this is a super horrible thing. That if this happened, let's say, in a communist country or a Saudi Arabia, there might be protests of how dare you discriminate against some of the people there that you don't even allow them to go shopping to get essentials in a big box
like
retailer.
Women, right? They don't let women shop, and so, you know, I could see the analogy there.
Yeah. So anyway, folks, we got to cover the stories in ways I don't think you'll hear many other places. And when we come back from this break, we want to talk about the attempts to attack 6-month-old to 5-year-old. And they're going to do this by what? Expanding the emergency use authorization and these jabs that are not really vaccines to those little kids. Will they succeed? Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Super Sunday dawns, the White House continues to warn that a Russian invasion of Ukraine might just be a couple of days away. And the U.S. is still fortifying NATO countries in Eastern Europe. But there are critics, especially Republicans, who say the U.S. military approach to this conflict has been soft, and the White House looks weak on the world stage. Connecticut Democratic Representative Jim Himes appears on Fox News and says the U.S. should have acted sooner.
Now, we would have lost a lot of troops, you know, fighting the Russians. We would have risked a world war. We would have risked a nuclear exchange.
The Pentagon has just sent 3,000 troops from the 82nd Airborne to Poland, along with a number of other troops already situated there. Meanwhile, the top diplomat for the Biden administration, Antony Blinken, says Russia can still choose diplomacy, but if it does not,
the response from the United States and our allies will be swift.
USA Radio News. The Winter Games in Beijing were delayed a bit yesterday because of some heavy snow there. Germany and Norway leading the medal count so far at the Winter Olympics. Norway racking up the most medals total so far with 18. Germany and Norway are tied for the most gold medals with 8 each. USA, Sweden, the Netherlands, they're tied for second place when it comes to golds with 5 each. It seems right after the Ukraine crisis, the next thing on the list of concerns in America lately is inflation, which is at the highest rate in 40 years. Texas Republican Rep. Lance Gooden says the White House strategy is simply not working.
I know the future will be bleak as long as the only solution the Democrats have is to continue spending more money. And all these spending packages that we have talked about, the Build Back Better, these are things that will increase inflation and just further delay our recovery.
The congressman spoke on Fox News, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, here we go. There are upcoming events I should tell you about before we get into the jab stories for kids. I mean, there's actually sort of good news on the jab story for kids horizon. But if you go to robertscottbell.com, if you look at the top of the page, there are little tabs you can hit if you're on your computer. I think it also is it's kind of a drop-down thing if you're on your phone or small tablet that you can open them up. But what you want to do is click on the upcoming events tab. If you're not already getting the emails from Superdon, robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts. We don't send out that many. There's a toxic mold masterclass that's starting on February 21st. There's also a big cardiovascular docu-class that's starting beginning of March. I will be speaking at the IAOMT Spring Conference, a medical conference focused on detoxification and metals and other things. And that'll be happening in New Orleans, Louisiana, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th of March. And I look forward to seeing y'all there, especially healthcare providers in this case. And following weekend, March 12th and 13th, in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Gaylord Opryland and Resort, the Wellness Parenting Revolution Health and Freedom Summit and Expo. I'll be there. Bobby Kennedy is scheduled to be there. Peter McCullough. Of course, it's put on by Drs. Terry and Stu Warner, Del Bigtree, Judy Mikovits. I mean, this is an all-star cast. I mean, Dr. Billy DeMoss. We got my friend Brian Hooker, Stephanie Lucretio. She's now working, I think, with Children's Health Defense as well. Neil Miller, Lee Allen Baker. Man, this is like a rock star group of people. And we're going to be together again 12th and 13th of March. Look forward to seeing you there in Nashville. Also, we got a two-day live conference at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, Utah, just outside of Salt Lake, April 22nd and 23rd of 2022. All of these are linked up in the show notes or at the upcoming events tab, and we'll be giving away free tickets to that one, and we have discount ticket links as well. And one thing that's not up there but may be up there soon, and that is the Advanced Medicine Conference with our good buddy Dr. Rashid Bitar, happening Memorial Day weekend 2022 in San Antonio, Texas. So plan accordingly. We're going to be together, either high-fiving or hugging, depending on what you want. And we're going to be there, yes, breathing that rarefied, healthy air and bringing that health, freedom, and healing liberty that you all want. And we are never abandoning it. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, so what is the attack on children? Well, the idea was always, hey, can we expand the emergency use authorization of these mRNA jabs to younger and younger people? And they got their way with, what was it, age 12 and up, right? Pretty much, Super D. I think 12 and up, they've already gotten them in the bag. They can get shots and boosters. I'm pretty sure. It's my memory of it anyway. 12 and up. No takers. I'm going with it. 12 and up. All right. Pfizer is trying to get it down to 5 months to 5 years, or 6 months to 6 years. And here they are now, surprise, 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 postponing their request to the FDA for this jab to be given to kids under five. Now, they say, well, we've tried the two doses, but we're waiting until we hear back on the three doses. I hear that they're being challenged by a number of countries to provide more adequate transparency and safety data, much less efficacy data, before they're ever going to get their way to get these kids jabbed the way they want to. And on this news of them postponing the request, guess what? Their stock gone down. It's all about the money, right? Follow the money. So as they postpone this rolling application to FDA to expand the use of the two-dose COVID jabs for kids 6 months to 4 years, which means up to 5 years, basically, they will, what, delay it. They're going to still try, but they're trying to maneuver it in a way that is not so obvious that they're rushing an emergency that doesn't even exist onto kids that could be devastated by these injections. Now, we've talked about the absurdity of giving the same dose to, well, let's go, let's say 12-year-old and an 18-year-old or a 17-year-old. Is there any difference in body size between 12 and 17? You're darn straight there is. Significant. And they've given the same dose to all of that age group span. And they think, well, it's smaller than the adult dose, right? But even all adults are different in size. They never take into account, hey, this guy's 350 pounds. This little lady, who's an adult over 18, is 95 pounds. They're going to give them the same dose. This is stupid. This is malpractice. This is malfeasance. This is criminal, the experimentation at that level. So let's go down to the six-month-old to 4 years, 11 months, and 30 days. Basically, that's the range that they're targeting. And they're real proud because they're giving a dose of only 3 micrograms, 3 micrograms. For 5 to 11, it's 10 micrograms. And they've already got some level of approval for those young kids. You know that. And there was no emergency between the age of 5 and 11. Heck, there was no emergency for teenagers. And I ask you, between 5 years old and 11 years old, how much body weight do you put on relative to where you are at 5? Do you double your body weight? Could that be? And then let's go down where they're trying to target next. 6 months of age. Anybody that's got kids or grandkids that small, young, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, almost to five. How many times do you double your body weight in that time span? 3 micrograms for a 6-month-old and the same for an almost 5-year-old? Tell me how this is scientifically making any sense at all. How this is medically, I mean, in complete denial of something called a Hippocratic Oath, much less intelligence and critical thinking skills. Super Don, are you with me? I thought I lost you there for a little bit.
No, I had it muted.
Okay, my bad.
Yep.
But you think about this, and I pointed this out about the dosage schedule for kids in particular, but even, you know, my example of an adult, a 350-pound adult versus a 95-pound adult. Did they change the dose size? No. It's a one-size-fits-all. Did they change the dose size between a 5-year-old and 11-year-old? Well, it's different from the adults, but it's not different from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. Do they change their body weight? Oh, yeah, they do. And they're proposing a one-size-fits-all for 6 months to almost 5 years. You tell me, who are the intelligent people in medicine that would do this? I take it by your silence that they're not intelligent. They're morons, medical morons.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're 100% right on that. And that's been an ongoing problem. Let's say faulty logic.
Yeah, or none at all.
For a long time, right?
Yeah, but that's the whole idea that one shot fits all, right? And even if they kind of modified the dose, they don't take into consideration strengths and weaknesses, metabolic pathway, congestion, all of that. It's just so absurd as to be embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for doctors and scientists who are promoting this agenda, much like the entire vaccine agenda. I know that's a little harsh for some, but I think that that's going to be changed and transformed over the coming years based on what's happened in their COVID craziness to get people mRNA gene therapy injected, wrongly calling them vaccines. Because people are now, even in the medical and nursing profession, going, wait a second, one size doesn't fit all. Maybe we were wrong about everything that we thought, and yet there are still people, and you'll hear in the David Martin interview, if we get to it next hour, you know, I ask questions about Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, who's like nailing Fauci to the wall, and it's great. It's great to watch. And then Ron Johnson, who's doing great work bringing the injuries that are very real to people for the COVID jabs, but still never attacking the tests themselves or the premise for having the vaccine at all. That's not called into question, and that may be a problem, and eventually they might have to come on over here where we do question all of that. So the company called Pfizer-BioNTech still asked the FDA this month to authorize the first two doses with a plan to submit additional data in the coming weeks on the third dose. So they may end up moving it forward anyway because, you know, the Fear and Death Administration rubber stamps mostly whatever Big Pharma wants because they're a captured agency. But they postponed that meeting, so it's not going to be as quick as Pfizer-BioNTech might want. So we'll see where it's going because there's a lot of pushback from outside experts saying, hey, they don't have adequate data. And they don't. They didn't have adequate data to approve Comirnaty. But then again, Comirnaty is not available anywhere in the United States despite its quote-unquote approval. And they asked for 75 years to release the information that they reviewed, what, 3 months of data on? I mean, you talk about an agency that should be dismantled. FDA, we could do without them. The CDC, we could do without them, too. There's a lot of federal agencies. We'd be a lot healthier if we addressed them with common sense, debate, and discussion at the state and local level. I don't think I'm being unreasonable. I think they are in thinking that the FDA actually is doing a job to protect the public. They haven't in many years. FDA, the things that they approve, whether it be drugs or vaccines, are the third, maybe now second or first leading cause of death in the United States. I'm just saying, this stuff I've been talking about for a long time, Super Don, I think it's becoming more obvious to more people than ever before, thanks to COVID crazy.
Mm-hmm. Too many.
Yeah. So what about this COVID booster? Apparently its effectiveness sucks. Yeah, it's waning.
Yeah.
After 4 months. But they come back with, well, it's still going to protect you against hospitalization. Yeah. Really? CDC says it? Then I don't believe it. Besides the fact, when they say that only the unvaccinated are really clogging the hospitals, do you know they include people who have gotten jabbed within 2 weeks, they're considered not vaccinated, or who have gotten jabbed but haven't gotten boosted, they're also now considered not vaccinated. So the claim that the vaccines, or let me just say this, the claim that unvaccinated people are showing up in hospitals and clogging them is an outright lie.
Well, and they're also including people that showed up in the hospital because they broke their toe.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And they happen while they're in the hospital. They test them, and they have their test. They test positive, but they came in for something else.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Just amazing. And by the way, folks, I'm gonna share with you some things if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show that you can do to protect yourself. And it's gonna be very worthwhile to listen to in the next segment. We've got another minute or so before we get there, but I want to also acknowledge another article here about natural immunity. This is on MedPage today. All of these are linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please check them out. Natural immunity holds up against severe Omicron cases in a Qatar study. Robust is the word they use. Robust protection from previous infection against hospitalization, death by reinfection. Oh, wait. They said if you got natural immunity, you're not likely to be hospitalized? Yep. There you go.
Yep.
Uh-huh. How sad is that for Big Pharma? Yeah, we got banned for saying stuff like this.
We did.
Months ago, a year ago even, yeah.
Yeah, totally. All the stuff we got banned for is now what the CDC is saying.
Right. So if you're upset by any of these things, you might want to reach out to our friends at Nutritional Frontiers, CBDNF.com. They've got certified organic U.S.-grown hemp CBD products that are the best. Now, I'm telling you, I use them every day. The transdermal rocks. And you can get 15% off with the code RSB15. RSB15. And I'm telling you, you want to get on that. And when you sign up as a customer for them, mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. They're going to send you a goodie bag of samples that you can try. Take a picture when those samples come in with you. Send them to Superdon. AskRSB@gmail.com. AskRSB@gmail.com. And guess what? You'll be entered into a monthly giveaway on top of the giveaways that we do for our patron supporters during our monthly AMA. We'll tell you about that, too, when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Another thing I want to mention, the Health Freedom Expo. I forgot to mention that. It's coming up 26th and 27th of February, Saturday, Sunday. Full-on replay of the entire thing from October, plus a lot of new presentations that were not given then. Also, because there were simultaneous presentations, I missed a lot. You couldn't have even seen everything, even if you went. And it's replaying plus new. We've got a brand-new live panel discussion that I'm moderating on COVID-specific information that we've learned, and that's coming up. And you'll watch it on the Whova app either live through the weekend, 26th, 27th, but you'll also have 6 months to download and watch anything at your leisure. So don't worry if that weekend is busy. It's still worth the $40 if you go to TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. Sign up. It is so worth it. You will be empowered. Now, moving into the discussion I wanted to have from a question of the day. Let me, you got that? Play it.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
So today's question of the day comes from Bill. He says, hello, once again, I'm using Cardio Miracle. Oh, well, we love Cardio Miracle here. We do a lot of webinars on Cardio Miracle. Do we have an upcoming one this week or is it next week? When's the next Cardio Miracle webinar?
Cardio Miracle will be happening on the 17th, which would be this coming Thursday.
Holy tamale, that's
6 p.m. Pacific time.
Sign up, please. Superdom may send out another email blast, but my gosh, you want to be part of that. Learn about the nitric oxide production, how it will protect your vascular system, and more. Facilitate your utilization of vitamin D, which you're learning a lot about, is helpful. But this guy, Bill, says, I'm using Cardio Miracle. However, he still has apparently 12 canisters of Super Beats. He learned about the Cardio Miracle and realized the Super Beats was not complete enough. And he says, should I toss them in the trash can or can I use the Super Beats with the Cardio Miracle? Give them the Super Don.
Why would you toss them in the garbage can? No. You know, just because we have done the homework and fully recommend the Cardio Miracle, which does contain beet extract.
Mm-hmm.
Does not mean that you should throw Super Beats away, because Super Beats, it doesn't like cancel out the Super Beats.
No, or no, it's something. Like, you know what I was
take
doing?
Take your super beets. Yeah, you can take it with it. It's just additional beet.
I grew beets in my garden, and we couldn't eat them all. So we cut them up, freeze dried them, and ground them into a powder. So we made our own super beets. So I add them into smoothies from time to time. Right? You mix a morning drink or juice or something, and you can mix it in.
You know what happens if you use extra beets during the day.
Yeah,
in addition to Cardio Miracle?
Your liver thanks you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's like your arms and legs are going to fall off.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, or you can gift them to people and let them know how to use it. But remember the main difference, of course, with just facilitating nitric oxide production without addressing all the other rises, if you will, in peroxynitrite, that you can have some free radical inflammation happening, and that's what we don't want. And I'm not saying anything bad about another product. I'm just saying that what this Cardio Miracle has been done has actually been double-blind placebo-controlled tested, as well as tested within some of the most amazing scientific in Ohio University, Dr. Malinsky. He found that it reduced the production of peroxynitrite or countered it, and it sustained the release of nitric oxide for 24 hours. And that nobody's ever done that. Nobody's ever done that. So check out Cardio Miracle. The discount code is RSB, or you can just click on the banner at robertscottbell.com. All right, anything else? We got about a minute or so before we got to wrap up for this first hour. Any other now? I'm trying to be good about remembering to tell people stuff, you know?
Let's be men for just a moment.
Okay.
Who are you picking for the Super Bowl later on this afternoon?
Well, I'm leaning towards the Rams simply because of Aaron Donald, the defensive line.
Okay.
And although, even though they sacked Joe Burrow like 9 times in a game a couple of games ago and they still won, I don't know how that happened. I think that's a vulnerability, although Burrow is something else. He could win the game on almost by himself with some of the Jamar Chase and such, but they got Cooper Kupp on the Rams side. So I'm leaning Rams at this moment. Which way you lean?
I don't care. I'm going to just root for the Bengals because it's been a long time since they won, and I think it'd be kind of cool.
And if you like it, I want a good game. I want a good game. I don't want to blow out.
I just want to see some funny commercials, some good football, and I'll probably do some breakdancing during the halftime.
Right, and some good protests around the stadium. Let's get some U.S. truckers, going against vaccine mandates in California.
Rumor has it could happen,
All right, so stand by. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Special interview with David E. Martin. You do not want to miss. Come on over to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts, and remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.